AIA, American Institute of Architects Santa Barbara, is celebrating its 16th annual Architect Tours. This year's themed Living Architecture, Santa Barbara. I got two architects and a civil engineer. We'll discuss the theme of the tour, some houses, and the OSPI restaurant located at the Post that are on the tour and that they're hosting the after party. The tour is October 4th, 2025. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You obviously take as much time as you want to go tour homes on your own. And then at 4 p.m., the after party, you can go to AIASB.com, AIASB.com, for tickets, or call 805-966-4198. The first guest has been an architect in California since 1996, and for 35 years prior to that in Germany. She's a principal for the Santa Barbara architectural firm Donaldson and partner since 2007. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Zeklinda Puka.
Thanks for having us.
How did I do on that pronunciation?
Wonderful.
I was mentioning before we came on that Bjorn Kollerud also had to spell his name phonetically for me. He's Swedish. Your last name is your husband's name. It was more Scandinavian, Norwegian.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're all the same. They're all the same. We Americans, we don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. So, tell me, this living architecture is the name, and it made mm-hmm. me think of AI, like a living house. Well, what does the theme living architecture mean?
Well, we have five really nice residences and a hospitality project and a restaurant. So all things that we deal with every day. We all live in a house. We all eat. So it's kind of a window into Santa Barbara living that we put together for this tour.
Very nice. Hospitality project, is it Cottage Hospital?
No, it's the Hotel Santa Barbara. It's a historic renovation that is on the tour, including the guest rooms as well.
Wow.
Which you can see when you just walk into the lobby. So we'll get a more intimate view of the hotel.
Yeah, I guess the term hospitality just comes from being hospitable and open, and that's the hotel industry. I'm looking through. Oh, here it is. Hotel Santa Barbara. Oh, this is the one that's across from Joe's, the corner of State and Coda.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boy, that is an amazing building. I wish I should have in advance. I know that sold either once or twice in the last 20 years, and I should have looked that up. I'll do that for next week. That's very exciting. So we have the hotel. We have three single family remodel projects, and we have an architect who will, the engineer is going to talk about two mm-hmm. of those.
Yeah.
And
the structure for two of those projects. And he can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. It's always been a dream of mine to, to build a house or, redesign or, it's just so fascinating to me, but I don't think I can't make a decision on whether to order an omelet or sunny side over. I sit at a restaurant perseverating over that for an hour. So I don't think I have the stomach to do any major remodeling. You probably have to hold a lot of hands going through all these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also on the tour, an architect office and then the OSPI restaurant. And we have architect Kelly Teich. Am I pronouncing
correct.
That correctly?
Good job. Yeah.
Well, I finally learned that when you have two vowels, do you pronounce the second vowel like Schneidman is Schneid? So I took a lucky guess on that. Okay. So architect Zeklinda Puka with Donaldson and Partners. Thanks for introducing that. Any other comments in terms of the types of properties are something that someone's really going to be wowed about? I know there's some in the foothills, some near the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two oceanfront projects. One is on the Mesa Shoreline Drive, and the other one is Bernal Point. So those are really, really nice, and you get a beautiful ocean view when you tour those projects.
You know, I've been in real estate since 1988, and there was a time when I could see 30 homes a week on Caravan, even 20 or even 10. So you can imagine over the years, the thousands of homes I've seen, and yet when I've gone on this tour, it's just always so fascinating and to see some things that have been remodeled and Fernald Point. Did you know R.P. Richards?
No.
He lived on Fernald Point, and he was a plumbing contractor since the 1960s, early in Santa Barbara. Okay, well, that sounds fun. Love Fernald Point. We could circle back to you, Siglinda Puka, mm-hmm. with Donaldson and Partners, an architect. Let's see who I have next. I have Paul Belmont, who's a civil engineer specializing in structures. I want to understand that. He's a civil engineer with Ashley and Vance Engineering. They have three properties they've been involved with that are on the tour. He's been on the AIA board since 2018 and opened the Santa Barbara Engineering office in 2012. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Paul Belmont.
Hey, Mark. Appreciate you having us on this morning.
Well, you're welcome. You part of the family that owns the Belmont Stakes in New York?
I wish. If I was, I wouldn't be working right now.
Exactly. Exactly. I got a couple of friends that love to bet on the horses. So when I saw your last name,
it's always a good time. The family does as well. And I wish I could say I had some inside information. Never won.
So Ashley and Vance Engineering, you're a civil engineer. My brother was a civil engineer, actually. And I can't remember what he specialized in, but you specialize in structural engineering aspect of building homes and
exactly
buildings?
Yeah, as a civil engineer, that's kind of like the original engineer. Used to be the jack of all trades, and nowadays there's a lot of different kind of disciplines to focus in, but my focus is structures, and have been working with amazing architects like Siglinda and Kelly in town here for quite some time.
Yeah, we get calls from agents sometimes needing a structural engineer. I don't know if you do work, going looking at a house, making comments and conclusions for people in escrow, or
every now and again. Typically, if I can, I'll help them out. But we focus on actually building. You talked about the remodel, the addition, the new house. We're not doing inspections for escrow,
troubleshooting. I thought you were going to say you do your best to avoid getting those calls.
Well, I was trying to be nice, Mark. It's a Monday morning.
Oh, it's escrow.
We're all starting off our week. Yep.
Welcome to escrow. Okay, so you've got three properties that you're involved with on the tour. First one looks like on Alston Road. Looks like a metal roof, looking very contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Alston Road was designed by Alan McLeod over there at 834 Studio in town. It's a pretty cool example of what you can do with an older, smaller home. I believe it was originally built in the 50s, and then Alan and his team came in and completely reimagined it without adding any square footage, and just completely changed the look of the house and brought it from kind of an old, tired, relatively small house on Alston Road to something, new and more modern, up to date, and it really lives well. So it's an exciting example of that on the project or on the tours.
Boy, you put a metal roof on a property, that just changes everything. Alston Road being in Montecito, between Is it closer to the east or west side of Alston Road?
It's going to be closer to the west side, kind of over by Barker Pass.
Okay, there you go. And coincidentally, you have a second property in the Barker Pass area.
Yeah, another fantastic home on the tour. Again, designed by A34 Studio. This one was a bit of a larger project. Mark, you mentioned doing a remodel addition to a house. This one, they did a pretty substantial addition, larger family with three growing boys, and so they needed some more space. And the architect went with a little bit more modern flair. You know, some interesting color palette going on, and it's going to be a fun one to walk. Something you don't see every day.
Right. There's only one photo, and it's an interior photo, but I see a kitchen, vaulted ceilings, and there's something in the ceiling. These little small squares. You probably don't remember this photo.
Yeah, I can't recall offhand.
It looks like the fridge is. You know, they use the panels to match. The cupboards, mm-hmm. and that's always a good look, kind of blends mm-hmm. in there nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. And they kind of re-landscaped and remodeled and did the whole kind of property and house and everything. So it's going to be a beautiful one to walk.
Okay, so that's a second of three. And did the couple get divorced after the remodel?
When I visited the site a couple months ago, everything was still, happy.
I mean, isn't that true? It puts a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned, Mark, there's a lot of decisions to make, So,
all right, we'll circle back to the divorce question. Let's jump on to your third property that you're involved with. It's called the Anacapa Architecture Office. What is that?
Anacapa Architects is another architect in town. Been here for quite some time. Siglinda knows Dan Weber pretty well, as he's on the board of the AIA as well, and does a lot of work in town. Focuses mainly on residential. This project is their new office, and it's 1023 State. And instead of selling really nice shoes or pants, I think that the space was previously used for, they bought the building and are moving into it for their office right on State Street.
Did they think of naming their company State Architecture Interior Design, since they're on State Street versus Anacapa?
You know, I think it's just a lot of work to change your name once you move from Anacapa Street to State Street. It's going to confuse people. Anacapa on State? How does that work out?
Yeah, well, it was confusing me. That looks also, exposed high ceilings. Always love to do that. I've looking at my house, and I want to put in some new plumbing, because the plumbing's in the slab, so I want to go on the ceiling. And I started thinking, well, maybe if I do that, I could move the gas pipe that's up there to the ceiling and put the plumbing on the ceiling. Still got wiring on the floor, but it's a lot of work to I'll need an engineer.
You might need an engineer, Mark. Give me a call. Happy to help you out. I mean, in the Anacapa project, we just cut an entire hole in the middle of the building and made this atrium type of element. So, you know, we can do anything you need.
Right, right. That's very exciting, and so we've got some up in the hills, a couple of downtown, and then we had the one on Fernald Point, and on the Mesa on the ocean. So a whole variety. Okay, so that was Paul Belmont with Ashley and Vance Engineering. The third guest, the second architect, Kelly Tyke, is president of the Warner Group, where he joined them in 2005. They actually designed the Osby restaurant that is on the tour. He's also on the board of the directors of the Music Academy of the West. And what instrument will you be playing for us today, Kelly?
I unfortunately do not play an instrument.
You're just on the board. Well, welcome.
Yeah, I could hum.
Hum with you. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Kelly Tyke. So here's my joke. Two architects and an engineer walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Sit anywhere you want." And the two architects argue with each other over the placement of the bar stools, and the engineer wants to rebuild the bar stools, and by the time they finished, last call, and they couldn't get a drink.
That's not very, about right.
It's not very funny, but at least I came up with it. All right. So what can you tell me? The Osby is near where the my favorite restaurant was Cafe del Sol, mm-hmm. was in that one of the buildings in there. That building is kind of separate from this post. What exactly went down there? The French restaurant is gone, right?
Yeah, Stella, that's going to be a New Mexican restaurant here in a about a year or so, I believe.
Wow. Did Stella Mare, did they get another location?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think they were looking, but boy, that's just such a special... But the new restaurant, it's going to look nothing like what was there before?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, yeah. So what is it? Talk about the Post and talk about the Osby restaurant and how you guys got involved.
Well, we know the owners of Osby, which is Memento Mori Hospitality. The chef is Jackson Kalb. And they're from the Hillstone Group, same as the Honor Bar. And then they came and started Memento Mori, and they have a few locations down in Los Angeles area, Newport Beach, Costa Mesa. And but the Post itself, that was a previously a business park, mostly like financial offices, chiropractors, stuff like that. And a developer came in and developed into a bunch of boutique, like clothing stores. And there's a coffee shop. And then Osby itself is the anchor tenant right on the corner, right where the roundabout is, the new roundabout on Cabrillo. And the restaurant itself, it used to be a financial advisor office. And so we built out the whole thing. It was mostly an interior project, a little bit on the outside for the patio space, but it was mostly interior project. Kitchen, about half of it is the kitchen, the other half is front of house dining room, private dining room, and we wanted to make the restaurant something that's a little more moody and just good interior design, acoustic treatments in the ceiling so it's not too loud in there. So it's kind of the vibe. It's an Italian restaurant. They have good food, good service, and we want to add to the experience with our good design.
Well, they have an interior photo that looks very impressive. Am I correct that it's a U-shaped bar? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, correct. It's that's like the main feature. Right when you walk in, you see this brilliant green, emerald green glass bar top, and a U-shape with a vaulted ceiling above it, and it has these hanging pendants that illuminate the area. So it's very intriguing right when you walk in.
Yeah, I would say intriguing, dramatic. I'm seeing spotlights hit the floor, and it looks like under the U-shaped bar, which is huge. And I think that's really, I'm not sure how many U-shaped bars there are in Santa Barbara. You had the space for it. Yeah. And then there's under lighting under the bar. And so very, very dramatic, I would say. And so everyone, this is where across from the Bird Refuge, across from the new roundabout, and right where the old exit used to be. They finally got rid of that exit, the southbound exit?
It's still open. Still open as of now.
It's still open. Yeah, that was the one where trucks would hit the train trestle because they were mm-hmm. too tall. Well, that looks very exciting, and I haven't been there yet, so hope to take a look at that. Kelly Tyke with the Warner Group helped put that together. And so there's still, I don't know what the old Cafe del Sol is that was sold to the Magic thing or something. I don't know what they're doing with that property. It's just a little island in the Post. And then there's mm-hmm. that apartment building right behind there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The owner of Cafe del Sol, Jack Sears, I think it was living there at one time. I wonder what it cost to rent there. What a spot to see everything grow around that. I guess it's separately owned. Very interesting. Okay, Osby Restaurant at the Post. Again, we are talking about the 16th Annual Architect Tours, the American Institute of Architects. They have a local chapter here in Santa Barbara. And the tour is October 4th. And it starts at 10 a.m., runs to 4 p.m. You obviously don't have to be on the tour for 6 hours. You could pick and choose which properties you want to visit, when, how much time. And then 4 p.m. is the after party. And to get tickets, you can go online, the American Institute Architects. Their website is AIASB, AIASB.com, AIASB.com. You can call 805-966-4198. I think it's going to be very exciting. And I always, like I said, I see so many homes, but I always see something that's quite dramatic. And I'm looking forward to this OSPI restaurant. That looks amazing. And anything, I know I can't ask a question to three people because I don't know who's going to answer. But is there something maybe you want to add as before we say goodbye about the tour or anything?
I would like to add something. So the after party is at the Post this year, which is adjacent to OSPI restaurant, and we'll have a band playing there from 4 to 6 o'clock. The band's name is Blue Bamboo, and it's with John O'Connor on guitar and vocals, Bill Flores on steel guitar, and Gary Sagnito on bass. So,
thanks. I misrepresented. So the OSPI restaurant is on the tour, but the actual party is at the Post, correct?
In the courtyard, and OSPI will be catering.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was half right. Yeah, no, that's going to be amazing. You can buy the ticket and just go to the after party. That would be worth it. Okay, so we had Paul Belmont, civil engineer, Kelly Tyke, an architect, and I'm struggling to find my page, to find my, see, Glinda Puka. Needed to find my, I didn't put that to memory yet, see, Glinda. Guys, Paul, Mike, I mean Kelly, Kelly Tyke, Paul Belmont, see, Glinda Puka, thank you so much for joining me. Radio Real Estate, everybody, go online to AIASB.com or call 805-966-4198. Get tickets October 4th. The tour. We'll see ya.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Well, that worked out really well. We have never had three guests on at the same time, and it worked out really well. You're listening to Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with a legal question. I had mentioned about a property that was owned by multiple tenants in common, and it wasn't even signed by all the owners, but it went pending right away. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.